It's Friday, and you've made it to the end of the week. Great job.
You know, some of you kind of just limped to the end of the week.
At least they made it.
Crawled to the end of the week. You barely crossed the finish line to the end of the week. For those of you that had a rough week, we go around the world, we go around the city, we go around this room.
You had one job.
So since I had Parker, I have a tendency to lose my keys a lot. Mm-hmm. So I got a carabiner to be able to hook it onto the side of my purse so my keys don't fall down in my purse. I don't have to search for them.
A what?
When she's crying. It's a carabiner. You're supposed to use it to hike mountains, but I use it to keep my keys in my purse.
A clippy thing.
It's whatevs. So I had them carabinered yesterday on the back of my pants as I was leaving work. And when I got into the car, you know, you have one of those keyless entries. Your car opens. You start your car. You start driving. I got home. I reached in my purse. I can't find my keys. I look around for my keys. I can't find my keys. I look at my car. I can't find my keys. I get back in my car. I drive back to work. I look around work. I cannot find my keys because I've forgotten I carabinered them to my pants. And finally, someone at work was nice enough to be like, what's wrong? And in like mom tears, I turned around. I was like, I can't find my keys. To which I was told, they're on your pants.
Whoops.
To which I said, thank you, and calmly left. So to Sarah, you actually bought yourself something to try to help you remind yourself where your keys are, and it's still not working. You have one job!
There are a lot of guys that take their sports very seriously, particularly fans of soccer. And there's a video that you can see on Twitter now of a wife who pranks her husband as he's watching his favorite team play a game. And every time they have the ball and they're about to score, she, using the remote from a different room, shuts the TV off.
So mean.
Now, the first two times that she does this is pretty funny, but the third time she does it, her husband starts to lose his mind. He's checking his computer to see if it's the computer. He's checking under the TV. He's flipping cushions up. He can't find the remote. Finally, the fourth time she does it, he takes the TV, kicks it, throws it onto the ground, smashing the screen into a million pieces. She still doesn't tell him what she's doing, stands on top of the TV dancing on it, then picks up his laptop and snaps that in half. Now, clearly, he's a little too into his team, but to the wife who did a prank and then by the third time realized what was going to happen, you're now out a television and a computer because you didn't want to tell him what you did. You had one job.
Wow. Earlier this week, an airport security worker in New York was fired for handing a passenger a handwritten note. Maybe you think that note was from the woman flirting with the man, maybe giving him her number. Nope. The note said, "You ugly."
What?
The June incident came to light this week after that passenger, Neil Strassner, got his hands on the security video through a public records request and then posted it to YouTube. Strassner says he didn't think much of it and he just continued to walk towards the gate. That's when the woman was still watching him and said, "Hey, you gonna open the note?"
Yikes.
So he did, and the woman burst out laughing and he later complained to her supervisors. The Transportation Security Administration says it has zero tolerance for this type of behavior, and she was fired.
Wow.
So to this woman, this security worker at the airport, who all you had to do was check this man at the gate so he could make his flight on time, but you were so nasty and decided to ruin his day for no reason, I hope this incident lands you no jobs.
U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
You ugly. Yep, you ugly.
She had one job.